23 says, "The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days." Isn't that just a beautiful psalm? Psalm 93. Hey, hello there. Welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, January the 10th, 2016. Yeah, almost said 15 there. Still getting used to that. Hey, so good to see you. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. I'll just tell you, there's just something special about a Sunday. That just really is. I love it. Sunday worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And, well, today's no different. I'm focusing on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, preparing our hearts and minds today on him. Right now, here's music from Avalon, celebrating that blessed assurance. To magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Here we are, of course, the 10th day of January 2016. And My mother is having a birthday this week, so I have to make sure that I write down on my calendar to send her a card and give her a call this week. If I don't, well, I'll be in deep trouble. So there you go. Thank God for those little post-it notes. Say Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." I'll tell you what, friend, two things are bad for the heart: running upstairs and running down people.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near, please be near me to the end.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Calls me. his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name.
How good it is to know that the creator of the universe, your maker, my maker, our maker, knows us by name. Boy, that's a thought for you today. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And by the way, if you have some time, sometime today or this week, yeah, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Well, as we prepare our hearts for a brand new week, of course, tomorrow is Monday. Just want to encourage you from God's Word. Colossians 3:23-24 says, whatever you do, that can be your job, that can be a parent, that can be service in the church or outside the church, whatever you do, it says, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving. Friend, it's not how many hours you put in, but how much you put into the hours.
I am standing beneath your wing, and I am resting in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing, blessed be the name. Blessed be your holy name, for all that you've given us, we bless you, Lord. And I sing praises to your name, O Lord, for you daily bear my burden. Your great faithfulness is my reward, and it makes me want to sing.
We sing,
blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. sing praises to your name, O Lord. For you daily bear my burden. Your great faithfulness is my reward and makes me want to sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name.
Magnifying King Jesus. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
There's no way to measure what you're worth.
the fall, and you thought of me.
Celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Friend, are you filled today with contentment? And just between you, me, and the Lord, that's an area that I think I could improve on. I think there's some room for growth for sure. But Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Friend, I'll tell you what, if the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence, you can bet the water bill is higher.
Everyone needs compassion. Love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Fill my life again. Give me the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save.
Music from Don Moen. That's right. Jesus is mighty to save. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, January the 10th, 2016. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. By the way, you can always catch up with me. Yeah, I love hearing from you from time to time. Yeah, drop me a note, joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y. At greatnewsradio.org, I always am encouraged when I hear from you, and just encouraging notes and questions, comments, and all that fun stuff. Again, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, yeah, be sure to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 tomorrow morning, Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember, as you go about your day and night, just remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.